Steve Inskeep, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Honored to be here.
One of the images that sticks with me from this series is a moment on a rocky peak in El Paso. Let's hear a bit of it.
From up on this mountain, more than a mile high, it's clearly just one metropolitan area. You can see the downtown skyscrapers of El Paso. You can see the neighborhoods of Juarez, which stretch out into the distance, climbing up the sides of mountains several miles away. You have to look for just a moment to notice how the Rio Grande cuts it in two. It feels like a single city, El Paso and Juarez, from up here, but of course it makes a tremendous difference which side of the line you're on.
Steve Inskeep, that idea that this area is really one, separate but inseparable, runs through this entire series.
I had read a book, it was kind of a work of anthropology, if you will, that divided the United States into different nations, different cultural areas, like the Deep South, Appalachia. And he defined one he called El Norte, this author, which was both north and south of the border. And he argued that they were culturally more similar to each other than the countries on either side. Now, there are huge differences, but people on both sides have this common experience of the border itself and this common experience of two nations rubbing together and clashing sometimes and influencing each other.
You've reported a lot about the modern metropolis. You wrote a book called Instant City about Karachi, Pakistan. I wonder about the parallels between what you saw there and what you see today along the Mexico-U.S. border.
There were more than you might have imagined. There are informal neighborhoods in the border cities of a sort that I think a lot of Americans would associate with Brazil or Colombia or Pakistan, where there's not a lot of rule of law, there hasn't been a lot of regulation, there may not be ordinary services of any kind, but people are building houses on land that they've either bought for very little money or that they don't really own at all. And they create neighborhoods. And that story that you're pointing out was a story of how people over the course of more than half a century created an informal neighborhood very near the Rio Grande on the Texas side and turned it very slowly into an American blue-collar neighborhood.
One of the characters in that story was just indelible. His name was Rodolfo Troncoso. He lives in El Paso. Here's a little bit of your conversation with him.
Nunca he estado contento yo aquí, por eso no hablo inglés casi.
I've never been happy here, and that's why I don't speak English. Having said that, he tried a little English.
I'm 100% Mexican.
100% Mexican?
Yeah. Yes. 110%.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And this is a guy who's been in the U.S. for 60 years.
That's the bifurcated life of the immigrant. It's classic in a way, because when you move to a new country, it uproots your identity. It forces you to confront who you really are and what you stand for. Mr. Troncoso, however, wanted to be with the woman who became his wife. She had moved to El Paso, and he wanted a better life for his children. And he focused on getting them into school, and one of his children ended up going to Harvard. Everybody in that family seems to be doing okay. And it's an impressive American story. And the fact that he has divided loyalties at the beginning and has maintained some is just part of the story to me. It's really fascinating.
So after 2 weeks crossing the border back and forth, what surprised you the most?
When you meet an individual, you discover that their position and the story of their life is not black and white. It doesn't absolutely prove this political case or that political case. It's often very complicated because people have lives that are on both sides of the border. They have feet on both sides of the border. They have family on both sides of the border. They have business on both sides of the border. And they have many of the same anxieties that people have at a national level about immigration or rule of law or other things. But they're thinking about them in a far more nuanced way.
NPR's Steve Inskeep, thanks for taking the time.
Glad to do it.